changing sizes, just this? Changing sizes?
I think we've just been going, just hit the down, down arrow.
Up and down. Very good. All right, thank you. This talk is going to take a very different focus, a very hands-on, practical approach to this concerns of strengthening health systems and such that came from our own experience in the clinic we serve in Haiti. And this whole presentation came to be because I started to realize that our findings and our situations in with our work in Haiti and other work I've done around the world, it's not unique to our group. And it's also a topic that sort of flies under the radar, given its very nature of involving volunteer medical teams. So I'm just going to review, again, a very practical, hands-on approach that we developed for pharmacy inventory management for our NGO medical mission. Do I press something in addition to the arrow? I was going the wrong way. Okay. All right. Nothing to disclose. And just for a little interest, interspersed a few random pictures from Haiti. As I say, there is a great need to understand this problem of medical missions, volunteer medical missions around the world, and how their resources are managed. There really are numerous, if you just scan the internet for opportunities to volunteer in medical missions around the world, you'll get so many hits, and you realize that there are so many very small groups organizing medical teams around the world. So again, this problem goes well beyond the experience of the groups that I've worked with. And very often, in the way these groups are organized, the care providers are asked to procure medicines themselves in the United States and then actually transport them onto the host country. And many of you may be very familiar with many of the pharmaceutical services available for that purpose. Here in the United States, there are many groups that have medications donated from large pharmaceutical companies and then in turn distribute them to nonprofit organizations. But what we find in resulting is that many different teams will be serving a particular clinic and getting their medicines from different sources, resulting in a very inconsistent supply for the host country small pharmacy. So you have various teams bringing different types of medicines, but even with a given source, the medicine offerings can vary with time, so that presents another problem. Also, it's very common for volunteer medical groups to bring in small samples that perhaps they've been given by pharmaceutical representatives and using those samples to provide medication for patients they're seeing in their host country. And this is, of course, very especially concerning when you consider the chronic medications and the fact that non-communicable diseases and chronic diseases are becoming of greater importance and higher prevalence in these countries. Also, we have found that these host country small-scale pharmacies may lack formularies. There may not be a very specific list of medicines that are needed, perhaps more general categories, and they often don't have very good inventory management systems. And the volunteer teams that make trips to these small clinics and their little pharmacies are generally short on time and tend to devote the time to provision of direct medical care, and little time is left to organize the pharmacy. So what do we see? We see supply and demand mismatches with medications not being brought that are needed, excessive medications, especially from samples, small amounts of samples, and we see a lot of pharmacy waste. And I was brought to this brought to this point of leading this team to do something about this, just because I was so concerned about all the environmental hazards and starting to extrapolate the idea of all these pharmaceuticals being disposed of in these host countries. Certainly patient care being compromised by inconsistent medications is another concern. So the model that we're really talking about here is, again, a very common one where there are various medical teams providing care at the host country clinic, and these teams being composed of volunteers that operate relatively independently, and a host country staff that's generally not prepared to organize and coordinate the teams. So the goals of when presented with this problem are pretty clear: to promote appropriate, effective, sustainable medications and care, and to eliminate the waste and potential environmental harm, engage partners, meaning anyone else who's providing care in this country, as well as partners within the host country, through a shared responsibility in creating a long-term plan. So addressing the challenges, clearly any approach to solving this problem is going to demand leadership that is dedicated to responsible, sustainable, evidence-based care, and to improving communication both with between U.S.-based teams that are serving at these clinics and between the U.S.-based teams in the host country. So when we looked to try to solve this problem for the particular clinic we serve in Haiti, I began to research any existing systems, made several phone calls, contacted numerous other small medical groups that do similar work to see what they were all doing for this kind of situation. I reached out to the pharmaceutical supplies groups that provided low-cost medications to teams such as ours, and I really didn't find that there was any significant plan or any organization, any system for inventory management or any software set up for this purpose. And these software programs are very well developed for the large-scale clinics and hospitals and such, but as we found, they were very much less developed on it for these small-scale independent projects. So what we did to begin, just to get a place to start with what at the time seemed to be an almost overwhelming problem. And those of you who might work in this kind of field or been in that type of situation can envision numerous medications brought and left by teams, some often pretty disorganized, and trying to get a handle of what you're leaving behind and what you're going to communicate to future teams, what is needed, and such. So it's just one of those very practical problems that comes with doing this type of volunteer work. So we started by just assessing the needs of our population. We kept track of every patient we were seeing, what problems they had, extrapolated that out to what kind of medications then they would need. We reviewed prescribing trends and actually counted all of the medications that we handed out to patients over all the teams that were serving this clinic over a few years. And then we determined some sustainable sources for medications. And then we just created our own medication formulary, including quantity estimates per medical team based on what we assessed to be our needs and what medications would be available to the team. And I would say to any team or any group that is looking to do this in the future, World Health Organization maintains a model list of essential medicines, and that is a wonderful place to start. And we also determined that we would need a formulary that could be adapted as medications were added or removed. Once we had our formulary developed and we figured out what kind of medications we would need to service our patient population, we were determined then to develop a centralized coordinated medication scheme for ordering, and again developing dedicated partners in the U.S. and the host country to carry this out, and making sure that these partners had a commitment to communication and long-term goals. And just I'll do a quick review because this is so hands-on, and certainly if anyone knows of anyone who needs to actually implement a situation, I can go into greater detail. But the take-home message is you've got to implement a system that is going to be sustainable and going to work and going to allow the clinic to continue to function on a when things are getting busy. So what we decided to do was have a very safe medication storage area apart from the working pharmacy. We just acquired some basic equipment under $1,000. This kind of equipment can be obtained. Just basic computer, some basic general inventory software, barcode software, scanner, and label printer were some of the big items that we purchased. And basically, we just developed our own barcode system for each medication. Which, again, this sounds very basic. And yes, of course, but I will say, in our experience, this is not being done in many of the medical teams that are going out and providing this type of care. This is not sort of standard practice. So we developed the barcode system, and as a team brings in medication to the country, again, very simple, but basic, but that barcode is applied to the medications as they enter this dedicated storage area, and the after that barcode is applied, it's scanned, entered into the inventory. When medications needed to restock the working pharmacy, the barcode scanner is used to scan the medication, including quantities out of the inventory. Very easy to update inventory by just connecting that barcode scanner to the computer inventory software, and where we can easily detect low quantities and predict ordering needs. Important to obviously maintain a sufficient inventory in that storage area in case you have unusually high usage or supply issues. We developed a standard operating procedure, very clearly outlining system and roles and responsibilities. And we also have been able to strengthen the roles of the host country staff as time has gone on. And it's wonderful because in our particular case, they have really taken this on and taken this over and are very appreciative that we are concerned about the environmental issues and such. So benefits, results, again, a lot of this seems very clear, but it was a need that that wasn't being met. But just the standardizing the formulary, continuity of care for patients receiving chronic medications. We found it to be very useful to do our inventory calculations based on the storage area medications. And once a medication was sent to working pharmacy, it is essentially out of the inventory. So the very busy pharmacy staff does not have to count every pill as it's passed out there. It's already sort of been exited from the inventory. Much less waste, fewer medication disposal concerns, more precise medication ordering, future planning, relatively small investment. Can be expanded, of course, to include equipment and lab supplies. And it sends a very strong message to our partners in that host country that quality care and capacity building are essential components of promoting health. And that's it.
That comments on another one of the building blocks, commodities and supplies. Also, I think, because I've worked quite a bit with some of these mission groups, is to remember that they're also part of the private sector we've been talking about. And when we're including them, it's a two-way street. One is that we're taking advantage of the private sector, but we also need to build their capacity. So you brought up a number of important points. I still remember pouring out a lot of expired tetracycline syrup in Somalia so we could reuse the bottles, but because the medicine was worthless.